At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Hey there, Jeep Divers, and welcome back. Today, we're diving into a story that takes good fences make good neighbors to a whole new level.
Oh, boy.
Because we're dealing with a roof, not a fence.
Okay.
Our listener wrote in about a situation with their upstairs neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
That spiraled out of control faster than a runaway laundry line.
Oh, I can only imagine.
And trust me, you'll never look at a concrete brick the same way again.
Okay, you've piqued my curiosity.
So it all started innocently enough. Our listener, in a moment of neighborly generosity, agreed to let the upstairs folks use their roof to dry laundry.
Okay, reasonable enough. Sounds nice.
Right. Even set some ground rules, like no heavy items.
Sure.
But you know what they say about the best laid plans.
Because pretty soon it wasn't just damp clothes up there.
Oh, no. It gets so much worse.
Oh, no.
Our listener catches the neighbor and child not just hanging laundry, but casually strolling on the roof, like it's a public park. Or their own personal deck.
See, this is where those unspoken boundaries get trampled on.
I would have lost it. I can just imagine the shock. Our listener called out to them, mentioning it didn't seem safe. Totally valid concern.
Right.
But get this. According to their story, the neighbors just waltzed back inside. No apology. No acknowledgement. Talk about adding insult to injury.
And that's where things can turn from a simple misunderstanding to something much deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling ignored is never fun. But when it's coupled with a sense that your property and concerns aren't being respected, you can bet frustration is going to build.
Oh, it gets worse. Way worse. The roof escapades continued. Same disregard for the previous conversation. So our listener decided to up their game. This time talking to the dad, who just happens to be the builder by trade. Figured who better to understand the potential risks to a roof?
Ironically, that detail makes it even more baffling. It's like you build for a living, you understand load-bearing limits, but a casual 10 men could stand up there is your response. There's a total disconnect happening here.
Let's talk about missing the point. It's not about turning your roof into a CrossFit gym.
Mm.
It's about respect, dude. And that's when our listener realized they were dealing with a whole other level of neighborly disconnect.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Builder wasn't just dismissive. He was about to take his disregard to new heights. Okay, so we've got a builder who apparently sees nothing wrong with tuning someone else's roof into a recreation area.
Right.
But hold on to your hard hats, folks, because it gets even wilder.
Okay, tell me more.
Our listener goes outside one day and discovers a ladder. An actual ladder.
Wow.
Casually propped against the house, leading straight up to the roof.
It's like they decided to skip subtle hints and go straight for full-on territorial takeover.
Right.
We're talking about a major escalation here.
And it's that whole if it breaks, I'll fix it mentality that makes my blood boil.
Yeah.
Easy to say when you're not the one picking shingles out of the flower beds.
It's dismissive, and it completely ignores the underlying issue of respect for someone else's property. It's like saying, your feelings on this are irrelevant because I've decided I'm in control here. This, my friend, is a textbook case of what we call psychological ownership.
Psychological ownership. Okay, break that down for me. It sounds kind of intense.
So it's this fascinating quirk of human psychology where we start to feel ownership over things that aren't technically ours.
Okay.
Simply through repeated use or a sense of entitlement.
Interesting.
You see this in shared office spaces, parking spots.
Right.
It's about control and how our sense of self extends into our environment. In this case, the neighbor has mentally claimed the roof as an extension of his own apartment, justifying his actions because in his mind, he sees no problem with it.
Wow. You know, I've never thought about it like that, but it makes so much sense. It's like that time I had a roommate who would constantly borrow my favorite sweater without asking. Eventually, she just started treating it like it was hers, even though I was the one who bought it.
Exactly. It's that assumption of control over something that isn't theirs to control. And it sounds like our listener tried to address this. They pointed out the potential for damage, reminded the neighbor it's their property. But that condescending fix-it attitude, that's a classic defense mechanism to shut down any further discussion or disagreement.
The ultimate conversation killer. And in this case, it's laced with a heavy dose of might makes right. Because, hey, he's the builder, right? Ugh. Our listener must have been at their wit's end. But even with all this escalating tension, nothing could have prepared them for what they found next. And honestly, listeners, this is where the story takes a turn for the truly bizarre. So our listener is already at their wit's end, right? They step outside, and it's like something out of a cartoon.
Okay.
Just sitting there. On the roof.
What?
A concrete brick.
No way.
A literal brick. Not tucked away, not hidden, just right there in the open. Like it's sunbathing or something.
You've got to be kidding me. What is going on in this guy's head?
Right. It's like, what possible explanation could there be? So our listener, of course, confronts the neighbor about this mysterious brick. And the neighbor's response, what brick? Maybe it fell.
Oh, come on. As if a brick just casually falls from the sky and lands perfectly centered on a roof.
The audacity is unbelievable. It's one thing to disregard someone's property, but to then act like they're the unreasonable one for questioning it.
It's gaslighting at its finest. They're trying to make the listener doubt their own sanity.
Exactly. It's like they're saying, we'll do what we want and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
And honestly, at this point, what can you even do?
Right. It's that feeling of utter helplessness, and that brick, as weird as it sounds, becomes a symbol of that whole conflict.
Their complete disregard for boundaries.
Exactly. And the listener's frustration at feeling powerless to stop it.
It's such a wild story. It's funny in a way, but also incredibly frustrating. Our listener went through the ringer. The good intentions, the disbelief, the anger, and finally that feeling of utter defeat.
It's a roller coaster of emotions, for sure. And you know, even though we don't know what ended up happening with the neighbors, there's a big lesson here for all of us.
Right. About setting boundaries.
Yes. Sometimes being nice can really backfire.
Totally.
And when you're dealing with someone who's dead set on ignoring those boundaries, sometimes the best you can do is document everything, consider your options, whether it's mediation or even legal action. And remember, your sanity is worth more than winning a battle over a shared roof.
It's so true. Huge thank you to our listener for sharing their story. It's a wild ride, and it reminds us that even the most ordinary situations can take a turn for the bizarre.
And sometimes the best we can do is shake our heads, learn from it, and maybe find a little humor in the absurdity of it all.
Absolutely. And for all our listeners out there, the next time you're facing down a frustrating situation, take a deep breath, think like a deep diver, and ask yourself, what would I have done? Who knows? Maybe your story will be the next one we unpack. Until then, happy diving.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger, for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.